This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagland. You got, oh man, Corey Majors.
Yeah.
And of course, the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How the heck are we doing today?
I'm feeling great right now.
Is your back in studio for the first time in a couple weeks?
It does kind of feel like that. I am back in studio for the first time in 2 days. All right. But being back in studio with you for the first time in like 2 or 3 months really feels cool to be doing this again. So I'm excited, and I hope the Tolos out there are excited about it too, because Kevin, it's not going to last long. I just wanted you to know that.
Oh.
Because tomorrow we're at Taco Bueno. So that's why it's not going to last long. Okay. We're at Taco Bueno tomorrow, right up the streets, 7940 North Central Expressway. And oh man, I love tacos. Oh, I love them.
He's already been making some bold proclamations off air about how many tacos he can eat.
So many tacos, dude. And oh, I love
them. Even for me.
Yes.
Are you guys also still basking in the glory of the Reds championship victory in the tournament at the Heidenheim baseball camp? That was the team that I coached.
Oh, congratulations.
Or as the
Did
kids,
you get to hoist the trophy?
We didn't get a trophy per se. I got a box of Texas cookies that said Dunka. That's thank you.
They were shaped
yes,
like Texas.
Yes, they were.
So they tasted better
automatically. I have a picture. I'll show you a picture
of
them.
Yes. They were probably the best tasting cookies you've ever had because of that.
Though, if we're really being honest, all of the Texas people got that box of cookies. So it's not really a trophy per se.
Okay, kind of like at Love and War with the state of Texas shaped cornbread.
Yes.
Where do you start? Do you start in the panhandle? Do you start at South Padre, El Paso, over in East Texas? Where do you start to eat Texas?
You know, I think I'm going to eat Texas on the panhandle.
Okay.
And then I'm going to the Metroplex.
Oh, immediately going to North Texas. Yeah. Gotcha.
So this is a great question, and this is why I miss this show the most. 877-881-1053. In what order would you eat Texas? Because I'm starting with the panhandle. I'm going to the Metroplex. Then you got a tough decision to make.
It is very tough.
Are you going down south?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to the west?
Good question.
Is there enough left in central Texas to just take? Because the magical thing about dessert foods is there's that middle part.
That's gooey.
That if you don't love the edges, it's pure.
Oh, it's so
free
good.
Territory.
Oh, yeah,
so
it's nice.
Is this a pure middle part of the cookie in Central Texas that you can take a bite out of before you move on to whether you're going down Houston ways or you're going towards El Paso, whatever your direction is?
Yeah, I'm starting at South Padre, working my way up through El Paso, hitting the panhandle. I go around the edge, all right, and before I get into the middle.
Sure.
And then I get over to, you know, Nacogdoches and run my way through.
Okay.
That's how I'm going to rock this.
Yeah. The people in Nacogdoches have definitely... Never mind. Alec, stay focused. What order would you eat the cookie? And you do see the appeal of eating the edge pieces, the edge parts, and leaving nothing but the middle, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'm starting with the panhandle, and I'm going around the border.
Okay.
And I'm starting, once I get down towards, you know, that South Padre area, I'm going to start working up, and then I get that middle right around DFW. I'm saving the best area of Texas for last because it's going to be the softest, but it's also the best area of cities. So, you know, I think that it's win-win to go that route.
From the, jeez, I don't know if I can read some of these.
You cannot read some of them. Somebody said they're going Joey Chestnut on it. It depends on how many cookies you have. Because if you have one, that feels right. Like too bold of a strategy. By the way, here is my Heidenheim, Germany pen.
A lot of people really have thoughts about the Austin area and whether or not they want that area. So, because it's a diverse part of Texas. You know, it's one of the most diverse and eclectic areas.
Yeah, I would agree. And maybe you eat that part of the cookie in the shower. I don't know.
Maybe.
We're having fun because facing the prospect of actual sports and what happened yesterday is really depressing.
What? And Kevin, maybe you can start with the south part of Texas and save the rest of it for the next day. And then you can have Amarillo by morning.
Okay. First of all, that is very, very clever.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, you know me. There's no chance I'm leaving part of that cookie for the next day.
You know what? You got a good point.
But
good point.
I appreciate the cleverness of what you said nonetheless. What I do not appreciate is this specific gentleman right here. Let's go to cut number 6. And he accomplished something that had never been done in the history of the Diamondbacks franchise. And unfortunately, we got to see it unfold against us.
And the 1-1. And that ball is hit high and deep to right field. This one's got a shot, and it is gone. About 8 rows back into the seats and straightaway right. Marte does it again. He did it last night. Here, a 3-run blast that turns a 4-3 Arizona deficit into a 6-4 lead.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but that definitely feels like booze are scattered in there outside of just shock. But yeah, Ketel Marte come from behind home run in the ninth inning in back-to-back games in the ninth inning. Never happened in the history of the Diamondbacks franchise until, well, the last couple days.
Okay, so that's a historic thing for him. Congratulations and stuff like that. It felt like that was going to happen.
Ooh.
We, you know, they're late in the game. You know, you add the 4th run, I believe. And then Phil Maton, I'm feeling pretty good. You know, I wanted some security runs, though. I was really sitting there going, we need more. Kevin, we've been saying this. Just the whole, we need a blowout at some point. Not just for confidence, but
for
the pitching staff.
For sure.
Mostly for the pitching staff.
Yes.
They can't, Jared was talking about this, every single pitcher throughout every single part of the rotation and the bullpen is pitching in high leverage situations every time they step on the mound. There's never a situation, it feels like, with this team where you feel like, you know what, if I give up a run here, it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
And so I was sitting there going, we need another 2 runs. We need 3 runs. I need just a little bit more to give these guys an opportunity to go out there and just kind of put it in cruise control. Maton, I had trust in him. But as things started to unfold there, Kevin, it just felt like this is about to happen when we're effed.
Think about this. It is August 14th. Do you know your last comfortable victory was July 27th? And I'm not kidding.
Hold on. What do you mean by comfortable?
Okay. So, like, it doesn't go down to the wire.
Okay.
Because if you look back at the next win you have after that, that Angels game, I'm pretty sure you scored in the 8th inning to break that open and hold it down. Then after that, extra innings, 2-0, extra innings. You haven't had like a comfortable victory in 18 days.
Yeah. And that stresses the pitching staff so much. Think about this. Every pitcher we've ever talked to says, if I go out there with a lead, I feel like I can attack the strike zone. You know, you just feel like you can do more when you have that. Well, dude, whenever you're late in the game, too, the pressure's off. The pressure's not the same whenever you have a 1-run lead versus a, you know, 9-run lead. And that would be nice to have some 9-run leads.
I mean,
just once.
Yes, let's make that happen.
There was a time, dude, that was, this is the thing. Us as Rangers fans, kids, like we grew up Rangers fans.
Sure.
You and I both grew up going out to the old stadium in Arlington.
The blue ballpark.
We grew up with that, and we were used to, and even at that the ballpark, we were used to bashing the baseball.
Yes.
Even John Blake yesterday was like, look, we didn't have pitching during that 10-11 World Series. We had Cliff Lee and we, you know, Colby. Like we had the, but we knew we could crush. And you look at this lineup and you go, these dudes can crush, but they aren't. And that's a frustrating thing for fans around here because we're not used to teams that don't put up lots of runs.
And you know, the thing that might be even more frustrating than just lack of like a dominant victory is the Rangers have lost 12 games in the second half of the season or since the All-Star break.
Mm.
Six of those have been by one run. Three more have been by two runs. So you've lost nine games, not to go all Mr. Rooney, I believe, from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Nine times you have lost a game by one or two runs. Nine times. Think about this. That hasn't even been a month yet. It's not even been. We're going to tomorrow. We're going to be up to 4 weeks. And you have 12 losses. Nine of them are by two runs. And of those nine, two runs or less. Of those losses, six of them are by one run. You average more than one run loss per week.
Mm-hmm. It's, you can't do that.
So that leads to the next question. I get it. There are 40 games left. I think we all understand that. We can all look at the wild card standings. I'm just going off a feel. I'm not going off of math here, which is a first for me. Did yesterday feel like it could have been the end for the Rangers?
Yeah. But I am now turning my attention to this road trip. Because before yesterday, this road trip was already important.
For
and
sure.
Kevin, you and I talked about the importance of yesterday's game and Toronto.
Toronto's a damn fine team.
And I said, you know, maybe yesterday didn't feel to me like, oh, like this would be the turning point or anything like that.
Right.
But absolutely, it could be lost in everything. But at the moment, in this time, in this moment that we live in, holy crap, it looks bad because of the record you have over the last, what, eight games. Like this feels bad. This road trip, though, Kevin, if you do what you did when you went to LA or to Anaheim and Seattle and you go 2-5 like that, you can go ahead and wash this season away. That's where I am now. Is this road trip is now become the most important road trip of the Rangers season. And if they go 2-5 or they got to have a good record in this one. You got Toronto.
What is a good record?
All right. So you got seven games here.
Kansas City's in basically the same spot.
Five and two. You better wear some. You got four games against Kansas City. You need to knock them back. Toronto, you're not catching up to Toronto in any way, but you got to beat a Toronto baseball team. And Jared did point out Toronto was a kind of a place that the Rangers can pin on what happened in 23. So maybe it's something that they can ride on. But Kevin, you go on this road trip and that happens, you go 2-5. I say you're done.
Yeah, that.
And I know
that's tough to argue with because it really is.
I don't think you have enough time to make up the ground after that.
Okay. Can I counterpoint and agree with you all in one?
And you need to be able to go on the road and then come back home and say, we played hot baseball on the road. We're going to play hot baseball home, and we can take this back out on the road against the A's and the Diamondbacks next time.
Okay, I definitely agree with that. I still think you would have enough time, but to the last thing that you just said, you'd have no reason to think that was imminent, right? Because you're 1-6 mm-hmm. in your last seven. So to your point, if you go 2-5, you'd still have theoretically enough time, but you're also rocking through with a 3-11 record. And at that point, like what in the world would lead you to believe that turnaround is
yes,
is
exactly. And
besides hope,
if you go 3-4, I know this sounds weird. It's only one game difference from what I said about the 2-5 thing. But if you go 3-4 or you go 4-3, there's still kind of this sense of, okay, you know, we're still hanging in this weird place. But 2-5, Kevin, I would say you've lost clubhouse desire. The clubhouse doesn't believe anymore. And that's something that those guys are frustrated in there.
Yeah.
And something has to liven them up. They're an entire team of even keel dudes. And you like that through a season.
Sure.
But at some point, where is the switch that you flip on and go, now let's ramp it up. And we need that at some point now.
And
it's almost September, Kevin. We're getting closer to September, and that's when there's not a lot of baseball left.
And you're right. We're to the, as Jerry would say, we're almost to the meat of the schedule. From the 2-5-4, it's just so hard to not think we have a chance when we only sit 3.5 games back of the wild card. And that's the tough thing about this. And we talk about this in sports all the time, not just about the Rangers, about any number of teams. The math and the numbers say you've absolutely got a shot. When you watch this team play, specifically when you watch them play offense, mm-hmm. or as of late, the bullpen in high leverage situations, do you see a playoff team?
Oh, no, I don't.
Yeah.
I look at the collection of players and I see it, but I look at the collection of players and how they've played together this year and I don't.
Yeah.
No, there's not anything from the hitting, from the lineup that tells me that these guys are helping each other in the lineup. And what I mean by that is, hey, I know, I trust that if I get on base, the next guy's getting me on. You know what? We got 2-out rallies and we're going to do that all day, baby. We love 2-out rallies. We can't wait to have 2 outs on us because that's whenever we shine the best. You want to have a team that has some.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Sort of edge like that, and they just look flat.
Yeah.
All the time. And that's got to be for a guy, you know, they were talking about this on the broadcast yesterday. The manager's job is to identify what that team is doing, how they feel, where they are in things, and be able to figure out how to motivate them. And Bruce Bochy has to figure out that thing for the next little part of his schedule so they can get something rolling.
Well, we will talk to that man specifically coming up next. Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy live right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through The Fan. Remember, tonight is the night. Who wants to take Corey's job? It is at Jake's.
Yeah, that's right.
Also known as Fan Phenom. I'm just predicting. Mm-hmm. I will have already quit.
You have to be pretty damn good to take my job. So
that
and you
is
know
a
what?
Good point.
That being said, boss says that there's some pretty damn good ones out there. He's already okay. seen a few, so let's get rocking with this.
All right. So tonight, Jake's in Grand Prairie, 2860 State Highway 161. Go see the G-Vag Nation for their broadcast. Afterwards, Fan Phenom gets started. You know what's always a happening there. And if you've ever wanted to work for the station, here is your opportunity. Tonight, Jake's in Grand Prairie. Right now, whether you're on the mound, at the plate, or on the road, National Car Rental invites you to stop waiting and start winning. Book like a winner today. And Olshan, it is Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, fellas.
So I know you've told us before, like, it's a long season and there are plenty of ups and downs and you're used to this. You've seen things like this before. I want to know, to start off with, what would be your message to the Metroplex? Because there's a huge fan base that, much like you guys, has been really frustrated as of late.
Yeah. As we all are. And, you know, more than anything is that, you know, we still have baseball left, and that's how we have to look at it. When you go through a homestand like that and you're fighting to, you know, to get to the postseason, yeah, those are setbacks that you have to deal with sometimes. And but you can't stop believing. And we did some good things but in that last series, the long ball got us. But we got to score runs, and we got to give this pitching staff a margin of error. But there's nobody here that doesn't think that we can get this done. It just takes another roll from us, like an 8-1, 10-1 or something, and we're right back in it. We got our hands full here in Toronto. We're going to be playing a good team. The schedule, it's been a tough schedule with the pitching that we've seen, the teams that we're playing. But, hey, we think we're that good, then, you know, we will find a way to win these ball games. I can tell you, those guys, yesterday, they did a lot of good things after coming off another tough loss. So that's what I like about what I'm seeing to this point is the tough losses. They're bouncing back and winning the next day. But, you know, to lose one like we did yesterday, that's one that really hurt. It stings, but you got to put it behind you. I think the day off came at a good time. The guys will get a little bit of break, and hopefully we'll reset. And, you know, with the losses at home, hopefully we'll find a way to make up those games here on the road. We got Toronto and Kansas City and DeGrom going tomorrow. And I just think this team still has it in them to get on the roll where we can win, you know, 8, 9, 10, you know, in a row here. We have the pitching that can do it.
You know, you talk about doing some good things yesterday. Yeah, Ezekiel Duran, that throw was freaking awesome yesterday. That was really cool to see from him. Can you do me a favor, Boach? Can you kind of explain what it does to a pitcher when they're always pitching in these high leverage, like one run situations, versus whenever they're pitching with a bigger lead?
Yeah, well, I talk about margin of error. So, you know, you can attack the hitters a lot easier and challenge them probably a little bit more in the middle of the plate when you do have, you know, some room to work with, especially with that lineup that we saw. But the long ball got us. We gave up 9 home runs in that series. And, you know, get to a point where I know Phil felt like he just had to get that breaking ball over. But the guy that beat us, for the last two games of that series, he killed us. He was 4 for 5 yesterday. And he's a really good hitter. He had home runs on both sides. And you look at his OPS and, you know, Carroll behind him, the top of their order, they did a lot of damage. And that's what we have to have happen for us. At that top of the order, just do damage and find ways to get runs on the board for us. But get back to what you're talking about. Yeah, I think it's good that they have pitched in so many games. So, that experience is invaluable, but at the same time, you know, you would like to have a little breathing room where, you know, they don't feel like they have to make the perfect pitch, you know, late in the ball game on every pitch.
Robert Garcia had a really strong July, but in a world of what have you done for me lately, a pretty rough August thus far. Does that change your view on using him short term in high leverage situations at all?
No, I tell you, he's thrown the ball well in the last two or three outings. I mean, he shot himself in the foot by not handling the ball, hit back to him. The pitcher's fielding practice that we go through so many times that we call it PFP, he just totally mishandled that. You know, he missed it, first of all. Then he decided to punt it. And then the last move's the one that got us. I'm sure he looks at going, what was I thinking with that flip? But, you know, that's what hurt him there. But I think he's got his confidence back. He's got that swagger that he had earlier, which he lost after giving up the long ball. So, he's still in the mix in those, because we have three left-handers now. I can't use them every day. So, you know, these three were kind of, you know, mixing it up so we can give them a break. And, you know, Milner was a guy yesterday, and because, you know, Danny and I was trying to give, you know, Robert another day because he did work hard the day before, you know, on yesterday's game.
Now, you talk about swagger, and we're moving over to the right-handed side of the bullpen. Cole Wynn, somebody who, you know, a couple days ago gave up the, I believe it was a leadoff double and then strikeout. He seems like somebody who has really found his way. Is there anything you think he discovered or maybe tweaked that has made him very effective this year?
I think more than anything, it's the confidence that he's showing now. He's had this stuff. The guy throws 96, 97 with four pitches. He's got that split for the lefties. He's got the cutter for him, and he's got the curveball. So he's stuffing both lefties and righties. And when you have velo and a good changeup, that works up here. But the most important thing is throwing strikes, and that's what he has learned to harness is his command, his control in the strike zone. We've always thought this guy can be a major league pitcher in the bullpen or maybe even start. But you know, right now he's a reliever. He's a guy that is going to help us late in the ball game.
Rangers manager Bruce Bochy joined us here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. You previously in the last couple of, you know, games, you've had some pretty good pinch hit moments from some of these guys. You were a pretty good pinch hitter back in your time as well. Can you kind of tell me about the batter's mentality in a pinch hit situation? I feel like you got to have some balls to go up there and do that.
Yeah, it's an art. It really is. It takes, you know, experience sometimes with some of these guys because they're not used to doing it. I talked a little bit about it yesterday, but when you come up through the minor leagues, you're playing every day. You're not pinch hitting. And so you come up to big leagues, you become a role player. And I was talking about my first time I had to pinch hit. I said, this is the hardest thing ever. I don't know how guys do it because you're so amped up. You're swinging at everything. You know, just the nerves, you know, the adrenaline's going. And I said, it's a beautiful drug when you learn to control it. And so with time, you learn to control that and let it work for you because you're getting up for one at bat. And it's amazing how when you do learn to control it, how much better it makes you. It's almost like a reliever coming in, a sprinter. I'm talking about a one-inning reliever. They come in, just let it go as hard as they can. Well, it's the same with the pinch hitter, but now he's controlling it so the bat feels so light in your hand. And so the fastball, it's easy to catch up with. And I think you learn to, you know, to slow it down to where, you know, you're on every pitch. And that's why some guys are better pinch hitting and playing every day because there's only one at bat they have to get themselves up for. So it's so important for a club to have a good pinch hitter or two on the bench because those guys make a difference in your season.
I have no doubt whatsoever, especially this late in the season, that a bunch of guys are really working through some things physically and they're dinged up. And so I have no doubt that Adolis needs time to heal up his ankle. But does this IL stint also give him a time to maybe reconfigure mentally a bit?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Oh, I think so. I think you always have to look at it that way, too. He's been out there about every day. So, last year he missed a lot of games. But, physically, he's handled it. He wants to be out there. Days we talk about giving him a day off. He begs his way back in there. He wants to play. He's dealing with not having the success that he was hoping to have or he's accustomed to having. And so, I think it can help reset him, too, by sitting back, watching the game, and relaxing a little bit more and just catching your breath and realizing, hey, I got to get back to enjoying this, having fun. And I think he's been grinding too hard.
And then with his departure, at least short term, the return of Evan Carter, what is the hope that he can do to spark this offense?
Well, exactly what he did yesterday.
Right.
He gives his quality ABs. He sees pitches, gives his speed. Hits that ball. It's a single for most guys. I mean, it's a double for him easily. So, he gives us just another dynamic in the lineup that we don't have a lot of, and that's guys that are comfortable seeing pitches, having longer at bats, drawing walks, things like that, but also a guy that can flat out hit. And so it was good to see him have the game that he had. I was a little concerned if he had enough at bats in the minor leagues, but I mean, he only had one game, but he faced, I think, lefties two or three of those at bats, but came up, his timing was there, and so it was great to see.
What have you thought about his maturation against left-handed pitchers this year then? Just generally, not just in general for the season.
Yeah, in general. You know, he's still a work in progress there, and that's only because he hasn't seen a lot of them.
Yeah.
He's not going to be a platoon player for his career. Right now, at his age, the number of bats that he's had to see left-handers, it's the hardest. It's hard to hit them. You know, that takes time, and so I think he's seen them better. And the bats that he has, he's gotten some walks. I think he's put the ball in play better, and so I think he's getting more and more comfortable. And there's times when, you know, I let him see the left-handers, and that will continue to happen. But if we have a, you know, right-handed batter on the bench that, you know, has the numbers that, you know, we feel is our better chance to do something, well, I have to hit for him. And I've talked to him about this. I don't want him thinking about it. Right now, I just want him doing his thing, especially against righties. But he'll see the lefties occasionally.
Well, like you said, we still got 40 games to go. So best of luck to you. Best of luck to the guys against Toronto starting tomorrow.
Well, thanks. Yeah, we got to snap out of this and put, you know, that last home stand behind us and get, you know, get our guys swinging. I keep saying that, you know, this team has shown signs of it. We, you know, saw some good things yesterday. It's good having Carter back, and you know, I like what Berger did. And if we get these guys going, this team can get it on a roll like that.
I think it's time to go get Rangers, baby.
Yeah,
let's go.
Thank you very much.
Okay, guys.
There you go. Bruce Bochy right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Dude, we want this baseball team to be awesome because we're kids.
Yeah.
Like, we're kid fans that grew up like loving this team, and so we're hoping the best for it. Like, we're in. We're invested. We've seen so much of this up and down roller coaster. We want something to either flatten out or just take off. And that's where we are emotionally right now.
That is a very good way to put it. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's go out to Oxnard for the final time to talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola, next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Thank you again to Bruce Bochy for hopping on with us. You know, whether you're on the mound, at the plate, or on the road, National Car Rental invites you to stop waiting and start winning. Book like a winner today. Them and Olshan bring you that interview with Bruce Bochy. But right now, brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is Mickey Spagnola. It is a walkthrough and a travel day for you, yes?
It is, but before all that, there's a practice at 9 o'clock, and just as you brought me on, they started the music.
What?
Out here on the practice field.
So we're going to have
Can
to make...
Can you hear it?
Yes.
Can you hear it? Is my phone picking it up?
Just a little bit.
Probably too loud.
Yeah, if you hear a bad word, will you just yell dump into the phone so we can make sure to drop that off of the air? Is there any particular player, and I know this is just phase kind of one and a half of training camp, but is there any particular player whose stock you thought really went up or perhaps fell a little bit in these Oxnard practices?
Well, I think going up, it has to be Nate Thomas getting the opportunity to play with the first team at left tackle. I mean, we're talking about a guy that hadn't played football since 2023, was on IR all last year, and has done a very good job considering the situation of seventh-round draft choice, a guy that hadn't played in a, you know, like a real game. I don't know how much he did in preseason last year at exactly when he got hurt. But yeah, and I think they've been somewhat impressed by him. So I don't know if Tyler Guyton needs to hurry up and get back or what, but I got a feeling that, you know, the way things go with rehab, that he's probably your starter in the season opener in Philadelphia.
Is that, I know we don't usually talk about the positivity of injuries, but is that the one bright spot you can sometimes see in injuries? You can get a better idea for the depth or development that you have on your team.
Yeah, because guys, what happens when someone gets injured, somebody else gets an opportunity that they may not, you know, have gotten previously. So, you know, kind of happens, you know, kind of all the time. I think that, you know, one guy that's gotten a really good opportunity is the undrafted tight end, Tyler Neville. You know, we've talked about him and his story and all the surgeries he had growing up. And, you know, for a couple of days there, Princeton Fant was out. John Stevens just getting back after not playing football for 2 years. And then Brevin Span Ford suffers the foot injury, ankle injury. So he's gotten opportunities that he might not have had as an undrafted rookie. And I think he's taken advantage of it to the point where, you know, and this may not sound like, you know, much of a victory, but I think he's on the practice squad. And you know what they pay the practice squad players now? You can make a quarter of $1 million if you're on the practice squad for 18 weeks. So, yeah, guys like that got opportunities when, you know, injuries kind of help them out, unfortunately, for the team, though.
A guy that could be practice squad, or he could have another opportunity with this team, or maybe somewhere else. How did the coaches feel about Maffa's outing this week, and what their plan is with him going forward here?
Yeah, I think that, you know, I mean, they're going to keep three running backs along with Hunter Lepke as the fullback, kind of Swiss Army knife, and you know, Miles Sanders missed a lot of time. Blue ended up missing time, and all of a sudden Marfa's getting, you know, reps in a preseason game, and I would imagine he's gonna, and he got, you know, more reps this week and probably on Saturday too. So I think that and he's taken advantage of his opportunity. Blue hasn't gotten back into practice yet. You know, when you were kind of looking at this when we first got here, it was Javonte Williams, Miles Sanders, and Jaden Blue. Well, that might have gotten changed here. And again, if you look at the draft choices and you look at the money, you know, Miles Sanders is just making a veteran minimum. So that'll be an interesting decision that they have when it gets to cutting to the 53. Because I think Marfa's, you know, and I say this, and I think every team probably has a Marfa on their squad, and you're sitting there going, gosh, can I release him and then sign him back to the practice squad? And I think that's going to be the decision they have to make with him here. Can they, if they don't keep him on the 53, you know, can he get through waivers and then get back on the practice squad? Because you have to release these guys and then sign them back the next day.
I think we feel the same way you did, but you just, it sounded like you pretty emphatically feel confident that Hunter Lepke is on this team. Is that a correct interpretation?
Oh, that, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
The way that, you know, and you would have known that by watching practice here, if you, you know, if you're here the whole time,
yeah,
and seeing how they're using him in practice. I mean, he's in a one back situation. He's in a fullback situation. They've used him like a offset tight end. And a one back in first nickel, by the way, in some of the alignments that they have. So, oh yeah, he's on this team, especially that, all that, and then his special teams help too.
I was going to say, the word was from coach that last night they were going to do a rookie talent show. Have you heard of any of the exploits from this rookie talent show?
No, I haven't. I did hear Savon Revel was talking to some people about the things that they were planning. He didn't really reveal much, but he was talking about how hard they were working on whatever production he was involved in. So, yeah, I guess we'll maybe hear a little bit more about that today. when they finish this. I think it's like an hour of practice here that's supposed to start 9 o'clock our time.
And then Corey and I were talking about this. We were reading an article, and I know you're familiar with this idea, the strategy of organizing an NFL locker room. Can you walk us through, maybe especially past coaches, what some of their goals were when they strategically set up their locker room?
You mean like whose lockers where?
Yeah. Yeah. And I know, didn't Jimmy like change the locker room whenever he got there? It used to be divided.
Well, the configuration when Jimmy got here, and it had been like this since they moved into Valley Ranch in 85, they had it sectioned off into quadrants. So there was like a quadrant of, I don't know, maybe 8-10 guys, and then you had to walk down across the hallway, a walkway through the middle, and then there was one over to the right, and then if you walk straight, there were two more, one on each side. And I don't know how they divided it up. The one where Dorsett was and Walls and I'm trying to remember who Diassi was over there. They used to call that the slums, right?
Oh,
and it was the black guys, you know, think they were funny, right?
Okay.
But they used to, and then down the way, I remember Dutton and Randy White were in the same place, Too Tall Jones. Maybe they did it by skill or whatever, you know, quarterbacks in one other one. And then when he got there, he couldn't believe he could walk into his locker room and not see everybody at the same time. So the next year they got rid of the quadrants, and it was mostly, I think they kind of arranged it at offense on one side and defense on the other side of the locker room. And then some of the coaches wanted it to mix it up. So the offensive guys knew the defensive guys. And I think that recently, you know, it's kind of the lockers got placed by kind of seniority where the prime spots were. And the prime spots usually were at the ends of the locker room, in a corner where they had a little bit more space. But I don't think it was any accident. I think it was last year. Oh, my. They put CeeDee Lamb right next to Dak Prescott. And I don't think that was an accident. I think they wanted them close. So, yeah, that's kind of the way they sometimes do. A training camp's different because it's so small. Oh my God, I can't believe this music's that loud.
I'm not gonna lie, Mickey, I thought something terrible happened when you said that. I thought there was an injury or another ref truck CeeDee Lamb or something, man.
I mean, when it's loud, it's loud. This is like as loud as it's ever been.
Mickey, we really appreciate
Thank you very
your
much,
time.
Sir.
Have a good
time. They're punishing you guys for pushing me back 20 minutes. Yeah,
That's fair enough. Sorry about that. Have a safe trip home. We'll talk with you tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll be there in a quieter atmosphere tomorrow. See you guys.
There we go.
There you go, Mickey Spagnuolo.
I'm terrified, dude. I really was.
I seriously thought like something terrible it just happened.
Oh, my. Something.
Man, that's our new competition. What's more enthusiastic, Mickey right there or Corey talking about Taco Bueno?
Oh, man, I love Taco Bueno.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, do you think the Cowboys will be closer to this floor or this ceiling record? We'll do that next right here in The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.